80s today. There'll be a generous supply of showers and thunderstorms roaming around. Not every town will get one, but a lot of towns will later on this afternoon and this evening. And then fade out tonight, overnight low 68. Tomorrow, the rain chances are actually pretty small. You know, there could be an isolated storm, I suppose, in the afternoon, but most areas will stay dry. High temperature in the upper 80s with a sun and cloud mix. Then upper 80s, dry on Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. In fact, by Monday and Tuesday, we're up around 90. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. A deadly officer-involved shooting is under investigation in Crenshaw County. Officials say one person is dead, and officers from the Crenshaw County Sheriff's Office and Luverne Police Department, as well as responding medical personnel, have minor injuries and were taken to the hospital for treatment. The Alabama Department of Public Health is reporting more than 5,400 new coronavirus cases in the last 2 weeks. This brings the total number of confirmed cases to over 16,000. Health officials say at least 590 people have now died. And the Alabama Law Enforcement Agency saw an increase in accidents over Memorial Day weekend compared to last year. Aaliyah says it investigated 375 traffic crashes with 5 fatalities, 10 boat crashes, and 4 drownings over the holiday weekend. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage.
And I'm Madeline Cannon, and we know you have many choices when it comes to mortgages. Who do you call? You could call a credit union, a bank, or a 1-800 number lender. But we believe you should call Alabama Home Mortgage, and here's why. Alabama Home Mortgage is a locally owned mortgage company. We do mortgages. That's all we do, so we do it better.
They say you can't have your cake and eat it too. I disagree. You can have the best mortgage with the best rate with the best service. You do not have to sacrifice one for the other. At Alabama Home Mortgage, rate is important, but it's not everything. We strive to make the purchase and refinance process as painless as possible.
There is no one-size-fits-all mortgage. Others may lead you to believe there is, but at Alabama Home Mortgage, we take the time to listen and customize a plan to achieve your goals.
Call Alabama Home Mortgage, the number one mortgage lender in Alabama, today at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. That's Alabama Home Mortgage because there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus better business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Oh, wow. Welcome back, everyone. News Talk 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on a Friday. TGIF edition of the Dan Morris Show. Any caller can get in on Sweet Creek Farm Market Gift Basket. What's in that gift basket? $6 with the goodies you put in there from Sweet Creek Farm Market. And they've got the 2 slabs of ribs for $25. They are delicious. I did it last weekend. Still munching on some ribs as John D. was shaming me in as I have spaghetti and ribs. I did that because my guest wanted spaghetti and I wanted ribs, and then we started making deals. Let's go to Alabama Wild Man. Alabama Wild Man, welcome to the Dan Morris Show. How are you?
Hey, how are you? I'm enjoying your show.
Glad somebody is.
Well, thank God I had lunch. I had Korean food and had a bunch of kimchi. So
there you go.
My stomach digests when after I hear Randall. I don't know why that guy always makes me. I don't know. He just, I mean, you know, everybody. You know, you remember a couple of weeks ago, I think it's been about maybe 2 weeks ago, there was an elderly man beaten in a nursing home by a black youth. I think the guy was about maybe, he's probably a youth, more than a youth. He's probably about maybe 22, 23 years old. Did you know that?
I did.
Okay. Well, I don't understand why no media coverage. You never heard nothing about it. All I ever got it on was social media, and you never heard nothing about that. But every time a white man kills a black man, now I believe that cop should be hung. You know, you don't know what I want to say, but I'm going to watch the language because I know you got onto me before. He should be hung. You know. By the cojones, let's put it that way. And, but this kid that beat this elderly man or young man, whatever you want to call him, you don't hear nothing about that. And that was an elderly man in a nursing home, helpless, basically, as can be. And this stuff, you never heard nothing about it. And I'm getting tired of the double standards in this country. Now, I mean, you know, right is right, wrong is wrong. But just because it's a black man, they have to go out and riot? No, that's not because they're mourning the death of this guy. They're actually just wanting to go out and loot, steal, rob, and do everything else in the world. And you burn the businesses down, and then you wonder why in the black community businesses don't want to come? I mean, think about it. And, you know, their Democrat Party is supporting killing their own race. I mean, let's look at the ballistic. I mean, you had LBJ, you know, who kept them on the entitlement programs. You've also had Margaret Sanger, who believed in eugenics and wanted to annihilate them. And she even makes quotes about wanting to annihilate the black race. But she doesn't use the black word. She uses another negative term, which I won't say on the radio. But, you know, the double standards in this country is getting a little bit old. You know, we need to think about, you know, it doesn't matter about color. It's a human. If a black man beats a white man, that should have the same media coverage. I mean, it should be. But every time you turn the news media on, if a black man gets beaten by a white guy or a cop shoots a black guy, it's all over the news. It's the worst thing in the world. And I actually had a black person tell me one time I used to work with, when I sold mattresses in Chattanooga, told me that blacks couldn't be racist. You don't want to know what my response was.
Yeah, I can imagine.
And I'll tell you something right now. We need to get back to being men in this country. Listen, we need to, and you know, if you need to go shoot some testosterone, eat some sardines, eat some eggs every day, which has been proven eggs do produce testosterone. You know, when your business is being destroyed, fire back at them. What Trump said, that was right. If the looting starts, the shooting's going to start too. I mean, this is ridiculous in this country. We have become a bunch of wimps, a bunch of whips. I'm not saying, but they have become whipped. And I'm sorry, but I mean, we need to learn to start standing up. If somebody hits me, I'm going to throw three or four punches in his face. I'm not going to take that. I'll treat anybody fair, but you try me, and you'll see where you'll have a bad day. You take care, Dan, and I've enjoyed the show. You're doing great. Hey, thanks.
Thanks. You have a great day.
Good Friday to you.
Good Friday to you. Thank God it's Friday. You remember Keith Ellison? He's the Muslim that was a member of Congress that's now the Attorney General of what state? Wait on it. Minnesota.
Yeah.
And this area that's being burned is part of his old congressional district. So here's Keith Ellison on CBS this morning talking about riots and Trump.
Attorney General Ellison, thank you for being with us. There's so much to get to, but I want to begin with your reaction to those protests overnight, as well as your reaction to the president and people who may agree with him that these people are thugs who, in some cases, may deserve to be shot.
Well, calling people thugs and calling on people to get shot stems from the same sort of attitude that resulted in the death of George Floyd. The tough guy, macho man, I'm going to make you do what I want you to do attitude is the heart of the problem. And we need the president and everybody else who thinks that you can get to a better place through threats of violence to stop it. I think violence begets violence, and Trump's angry words just feed an ugly cycle that is going on in my beloved city, which I'm so proud of.
I'm so proud.
I'm just painting for now. Look, here's what I say to the people who are protesting. You have made your point. Do not let people who want to burn or break things distort the message of justice for George. The fact is, he deserves to have his case heard. Justice needs to come forward. But we can't. Now the conversation has shifted to, what has happened in the streets as opposed to what's going to happen to these officers who so horrifyingly, treated him on the corner of Chicago and 38th. So we need to refocus our attention on what really matters, and we need to ignore the calls of people like Donald Trump, and we need to really start to put our city, our great city, back the way it was, and try to be in a better place than ever before.
Didn't Keith Ellison make you feel really good inside?
Yeah.
Okay, so Keith Ellison is going to be asked about the investigation of George Floyd's death. Listen to this.
So, Mr. Attorney General, on that subject, getting to a better place and justice for George Floyd, what does justice look like in your view?
Well, look, when you are in the business of prosecution and investigation, prejudging what you're going to do before you have facts is not a good idea, because we do have a Sixth Amendment right to a fair trial. I don't want a defense attorney to get up and say, oh, they all were against my client from the beginning. That's not true. But we have all seen the videotape. It's deeply disturbing. It looks very, very much like George Floyd was abused and mistreated. And it looks like that knee on the neck may well have caused his death. That is, those facts are in front of our eyes in the whole world. At this point, I think we need to move forward in an expeditious but thorough way to complete whatever investigation is needed and to bring charges if warranted. Now, of course, I have my own opinion about whether those charges are warranted. I clearly do. But I'm not going to start announcing those things in order to prejudice an investigation and hand the other side a defense. So I'm going to just say we're going to follow the evidence, and I think this case needs to be moving forward in the most expeditious manner. The protesters are calling for charges. If charges are warranted, there is no reason that we should stop and halt and not move forward with that. Those are my views on this topic.
Mr. Ellison?
Okay, so now Gail's going to weigh in, and I want you to listen how testy Keith Ellison gets out of this whole thing. I mean, listen to the way he responds to this.
Mr. Ellison?
Yes.
I think everybody wants to make sure that justice is done here, and I think part of the problem is if it was a normal citizen who was seen on tape doing what this police officer was doing. We keep hearing about you can arrest people on probable cause. Can you help us all understand why this police officer, and then the video from the other side, Mr. Ellison, where you see two other officers holding Mr. Floyd down while he's begging and pleading for his life. Why haven't these men been arrested? And the investigation continue. It happens all of the time when you see somebody that looks like they committed a crime and we're all watching. That's why there's so much pain and there's so much anger in your city today. You have to help us understand.
Ma'am, I'm very well aware why there's pain and anger in my city. I lived here. I lived my whole adult life here. I've raised my four kids here. I've represented this district in Congress. I know about my city, okay? But I will tell you that it is true that probable cause can support a criminal complaint, and the jurisdiction that has primary responsibility for charging has decided up until this moment not to do so. The Minnesota Attorney General's office is not legally authorized to charge unless and until the case is referred to us, at which time we will handle the case according to law in an expeditious and thorough manner in accordance with justice. That's what we will do.
But you're misunderstanding. You're misunderstanding my question. You're misunderstanding my question. I'm not asking about the Attorney General's office. I'm asking, as someone who understands the law, why these police officers haven't been charged. I'm not saying, I'm not trying to tell you why there's pain and anger in your city. I know you love the city. Yes, please.
May I answer?
Yes, please.
May I answer, please? The answer is the authority for making the charge decision has not done so. That is the answer. Do they have good reasons? I assume so. That's the answer.
A little testy there, Keith.
Mm-hmm.
Then we'll be back. Dan Moore Show right after this.
Or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Join us for the inaugural Alabama Poppy Project in historic downtown Prattville to honor our fallen heroes. 1,000 bright red handmade ceramic poppies are on display in this free outdoor art exhibition created by Hanson Fine Art and Pottery. Poppies can be reserved while supplies last for $45, with a portion of the proceeds benefiting nonprofit organizations honoring the fallen and the families they left behind. For more information, visit alabamapoppyproject.com. The art exhibit runs through Sunday, May 31st.
Hey there, I'm a dog. Now, I know we tend to eat things we probably shouldn't, but what you put in that food bowl really makes a difference. And dogs love it when you feed us Nutrina dog food from Prattville Farm Center. I love the taste and the energy it gives me, and you'll love it too, because it's made locally and won't hurt your wallet. Now I've got squirrels to chase. See ya.
See the full line of Nutrina products at Prattville Farm Center, 1154 South Memorial Drive, or call 365-5400.
You've just arrived home from a relaxing and well-deserved vacation. As you walk in the door, you hear a squish. That old water heater in your attic has leaked through your ceiling and into your living room, ruining family photos, furniture, and who knows what else. You wonder if this headache could have been avoided. With a tankless water heater from Headley Plumbing, you eliminate the possibility of leaks and maximize your savings. An endless hot water supply means you have the freedom to run the dishwasher, do a load of laundry, and grab a shower without getting an arctic blast of cold water. Talk to Headley today, 285-3667, or visit them online at HeadleyPlumbing.com.
River Region residents know that Headley Plumbing has quick and affordable plumbing and septic services. You can also find quality metal buildings at Headley Plumbing, a new storage building, carports up to 24 feet wide, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. RV owners, check your warranty. Many manufacturers require that your RV is stored undercover to keep your warranty in force. Call Headley Metal Buildings today at 285-3667 or visit HeadleyMetalBuildings.com.
Financing available. See dealer for details.
This is David with Mr. Sandman Mattress. I have been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for over 20 years with great results. Their many station formats help me reach a broad cross-section of the local market and have helped me succeed in the highly competitive mattress business.
If you're a local business, 93% of your customers listen to radio every week. Reach customers where they are. Radio. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Mm-hmm.
listening to The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Welcome back to The Dan Morris Show. Dan stepped out for a second. And honestly, folks, I don't know where he is. He should be back in just a moment. In the meantime, let's go to the phones, 272-9228. Again, you're listening to The Dan Morris Show. John from Prattville. Hey, John. How you doing?
I'm doing well, thank you. I was just going to comment on the last segment.
Sure, yeah. What Keith Ellison was saying?
Yeah, I've not been a Keith Ellison fan as far as his representation in the House of Representatives in the past. And most of the time I've heard him speak, I've not agreed with his position, but that last statement, I wholeheartedly concur with what the man was saying, that the charges brought about by probable cause and fact and the law, not emotions. So he is definitely, that was 100% on target what he said there, and that's the best, that's probably by far the most correct thing I've ever heard him say as far as a, you know,
Dan just sat back down again. I want to give him what you just said, is that, you know, John was relaying down that he doesn't, has not agreed with Keith Ellison on much of anything over the years, but his answer was, you know, technically correct. You can't do this emotionally. It's about the authority who has the power to charge, making the right decision.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I'm sure they're waiting on a autopsy and a medical examiner's report to come back to determine cause of death. Just because an action was taken don't mean it led directly to his death. So, I mean, you know, sometimes things happen that don't look good, but it's not a violation of the law. So, and I know that's not a popular opinion these days, but that is, you know, we are a nation of laws and not emotions. So I appreciate your time.
Thanks for the phone call. You remember the case in Baltimore where they took him on a rough ride in the paddy wagon and he died?
Gray. Yeah.
Freddie Gray, exactly. And you remember, they had big-time riots in Baltimore.
Oh, yeah.
They arrested the police officer. Do you remember the outcome? They found not guilty. And then, thank goodness, the city stayed pretty calm. But do you remember some of the players in that? The, you remember the mayor and then the black DA type person? And the mayor got railroaded out of town, and the deep black DA basically had to resign. Totally mishandled there. Totally mishandled. Okay, so we've kind of hit that one pretty hard. We'll see what's going to happen tonight. Hopefully things with the arrest will calm down. I hate that somebody has to be arrested to calm things down, but I think that was probably the, I think that will be the thing that should slow things down tonight, but we'll see. There are always people that want to kind of get the five-finger discount, as we used to say. Peter Ducey, talking about Biden, says he's sympathetic to the anger of protesters, but it just ain't enough.
Joe Biden says he is sympathetic to the protesters who are enraged by George Floyd's death, and he says that kind of anger is what inspired his campaign for president in the first place, telling donors last night this, you know, if we're not committed as a nation with every ounce of purpose in our beings, not just to binding up this wound and hope that somehow the scab once again will cover things over, but to treat the underlying injury, we're never going to eventually heal. That's the reason I'm running. This campaign is about healing this country. Biden says he wants the officers held accountable following FBI and DOJ Civil Rights Division's investigations, but he did not say what he thinks accountability looks like here. The presumptive Democratic nominee served as vice president during a similar incident where a police officer was recorded choking a black man to death in New York. That was Eric Garner. And so he's able to look at this response through that lens, saying he thinks the Democratic mayor of Minneapolis is on the right track.
And I'm glad the mayor of Minneapolis stepped up right away in the police department and took swift action to fire the officers involved, but I don't think that's enough.
And we expect to hear a lot more from Joe Biden in detail about this weekend. That's when he's going to address the Minnesota Democratic Party's virtual convention, along with one of the potential running mates for Mr. Biden, Amy Klobuchar, the Minnesota senator.
So the Minnesota convention's going to be happening, huh? I wonder where the protesters are going to be on that night. Probably not anywhere around there. I wonder where it's going to be, too. Was it going to be in Minneapolis?
I think so, yeah.
Hey, you 100 people, come over here. Have some fun with this issue here. Biden was getting a little off-center here. The latest Biden gaffe. Now, Judith Miller, who is a Fox reporter who is very liberal. I knew her when she was a young girl. And, of course, I was young, too. But you're going to hear the Biden gaffes. He's going to mess up D-Day and all sorts of stuff here. But Judith Miller kind of comes to his defense, as she normally does.
Joe Biden is raising eyebrows with another gaffe, appearing to get his history a little mixed up, mashed up maybe. Watch.
Delaware used to be part of Pennsylvania.
That's right, but we declared our independence on December the 7th, by the way. You know, it's not just D-Day.
December 7th wasn't D-Day, nor the day that Delaware declared independence from Pennsylvania. It was, however, the day of the Pearl Harbor attack. The Biden campaign claims he meant Delaware Day, December 7th, 1787, when it became the first state to ratify the U.S. Constitution. This is President Trump keeps hitting Joe Biden on his mental fitness. Power panel comes in now. David Avella, GOPAC chairman. Judy Miller, Manhattan Institute adjunct fellow and Fox News contributor. Judy, you have a big smile. I know you've been critical in the past of picking on anybody who makes a mistake. But it's go time with these candidates right now. How's Joe Biden doing?
Well, at the moment, if I were Joe Biden in my basement with my white bookshelves behind me, I would be very happy because he's really not only leading Donald Trump in the four key states, that is the swing states of Florida, Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin, but he's also gaining. The gap is gaining among those crucial independent and suburban voters. Now, that's today, Harris. Whether or not that's true in November is a very separate issue.
She kind of, I mean, that was a pretty bad gap. So somebody had to go through and look it up, and we got to come up with something for December the 7th. State with the first state to enter the union.
Well, just the way Harris Faulkner read that had me in stitches. It was neither this or that. It's kind of like the old, coffee talk Mike Myers skits. The Roman Empire was neither Roman nor an empire to discuss.
So let's continue on with the Biden last gaffe. This is David Abella, who's GOP GOPAC guy.
Politico had this story today, and the headline was, "Why are you not burying him? Trump allies fret over rising Joe Biden threat," and subtitled, "Outside advisors and donors want the Trump campaign to unleash more resources quickly to dent Biden's strength in the polls." And this one from Real Clear Politics, average of polls shows Biden leading Trump by a bit more than 5 percentage points. David Avella, you're a strategist. Strategize.
While the gaffes are a distraction for the Biden campaign, Joe Biden is going to be defeated in November because Donald Trump scores higher on who will improve the economy when voters are asked Donald Trump or Joe Biden. And in the swing states, whether the issue be China, whether the issue be trade deals, whether the issue be tax policy, whether the issue be regulation policy, Donald Trump defeats Joe Biden. That's why, Harris, it is so appropriate that Joe Biden spends so much time in his basement, because that's where the U.S. economy will be if Joe Biden gets elected president.
Okay. Everybody's kind of taking their shots here. Now, that's a GOP guy. The other Judith Miller is a reporter of some such. She's not really. So let's continue on here. They're going to talk about the Biden campaign then, now, and then later.
Everybody is hopeful, but David, and allow me to do this, Judy, I just want to hit you with a little pushback, David. We have, north of 40 million people out of work right now, and we don't want to downplay where we're going yet. right? The president talks about that transition to greatness, and we all want him to succeed and the nation to succeed. So talk to me about making up those 5.3 points that Joe Biden is leading in those overall categories in certain states.
Let's keep in mind, Harris, we are 6 months from the election, and the election that was happening 2 months ago is not the election that's happening today, nor will it be, nor will as we continue to evolve and the economy continues to be at front and center for voters. The fact that they think Donald Trump is going to beat Joe, is better than Joe Biden, is to his advantage. And let's keep in mind that in a short period of time, we're already starting to see improvements in the economy. Home sales are up. Bookings are up for travel. As Americans continue the opportunity to spend their dollars, it's good for Trump.
The way this race is kind of shaking out, I guess we need to go to break here.
Yeah, in just a moment.
The way this thing is kind of shaking out here is that, folks, and you're going to hear a political scientist talk about who called the 2016 election. He's going to give a prediction on the 2020 election. Remember several key things. Number one is that the polls that you're looking at are registered voter polls. They're normally full country polls, and they're not targeted. Now, Judith Miller kind of did the Florida, you know, Wisconsin, Michigan thing, but those are registered voters, and it doesn't matter because 62% of the people that are registered voters vote. Some states is lower, some states is higher. That's kind of an average that's out there. So when you're looking at registered voters, you don't know what the, you always hear me talk about this, the voter intensity is, and the voter intensity for Trump supporters is huge. Not so much for Joe Biden. Let me go to a break. Coming back, we'll play this political scientist talking about the 2020 election.
You're listening to The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
We know Jeff Coleman is the mover and shaker. As the proud father of three Alabama girls. As the loving husband of Tiffany. We know him from his signs all over the 2nd District of Alabama. And we know he's running to be our congressman. What kind of congressman will he be? That's easy. Jeff Coleman's a can-do kind of guy. Support President Trump across the board? Coleman can do. Fight to help our president build that wall. Strengthen the Second Amendment. Lower taxes? Coleman can do. Push the socialists and liberals back hard? Coleman can do. Let them whine. Jeff Coleman's a conservative businessman, like President Trump. He moves and shakes till our conservative ways win out. Keep Alabama and America great? Coleman can do.
I'm Jeff Coleman, candidate for U.S. Congress, and I approve this message, paid for by Jeff Coleman for Congress.
Confidence, peace of mind, a way forward. During tough times, these are the things we all want. And with the personalized help of a Trustmark relationship manager, it's something we can find together. That's why Trustmark is standing by business owners. No matter what challenges you may be facing, we are here with a suite of financial services to help you find a path forward. Learn more at Trustmark.com/business.
Businesses across the river region know where to dispose of their commercial waste. Just look for the bright red containers of Alabama Dumpster Service. They're there when you need them, and just as quickly picked up by our fleet of trucks. Now in our 20th year, Alabama Dumpster Service is known for customer service. Plus, our wide variety of dumpster sizes and competitive pricing mean dependable, affordable waste removal. Call us today at 334-288-1500 for availability and schedules, or learn more at alabamadumpster.com.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage.
Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so when you call 8338-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.375%, APR 3.59%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. Pay 1.875% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
This is Zach with Dry County Pond over here in Prattville, Alabama. We've been advertising on Blue Water Broadcasting here for a little while, and the results we've been getting are outstanding. If you're looking to do any advertisement, I would highly recommend Blue Water Broadcasting.
Radio advertising works. Our advertisers swear by it. Call Blue Water Broadcasting if you want to find out how we can increase your sales and bottom line. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. The now former Minneapolis police officer who kept his knee on an unarmed black man's neck until he died has been taken into custody. Governor Tim Walz says about fires burning after the protests over George Floyd's death.
The ashes are symbolic of decades and generations of pain, of anguish.
But he says order must be restored before those issues can be addressed. President Trump again calls for social media companies to be held more accountable after his tweet about the Minneapolis riots. When the looting starts, the shooting starts, is flagged and then reflagged by Twitter.
Twitter used what it calls a public interest notice to flag the president's original post, meaning the tweet will be hidden behind a notice that says, "This tweet violated the Twitter rules about glorifying violence." Twitter then affixed the warning label again on the reposted tweet on the official White House account.
Fox's John Decker. America's listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Hot and humid day today with temperatures feeling more like late June than the end of May, with a high temperature in the upper 80s today. There'll be a generous supply of showers and thunderstorms roaming around. Not every town will get one, but a lot of towns will later on this afternoon and this evening, and then fade out tonight, overnight low 68. Tomorrow, the rain chances are actually pretty small. You know, there could be an isolated storm, I suppose, in the afternoon, but most areas will stay dry. High temperature in the upper 80s with a sun and cloud mix. Then upper 80s dry on Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. In fact, by Monday and Tuesday, we're up around 90. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Are you strapped for cash but need a car right now? No problem. Get an auto loan from ASE and make no payment for 90 days. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
In a little cafe, just the other side.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Giving me looks that make my mouth water. So I started walking her way. She belonged to Batman Jose. And I knew, yes, I knew I should leave when I heard her say, hey, come a little bit closer, you're my kind of man. So big and so
strong. Here's 729-228, that's where we are. Okay, we're going to do this political scientist talking about the 2020 election. And he is going to be talking about something that I was doing when we were going through the primary process, and I was telling you about the vote and how much of a vote that was done in 2020 versus 2016 and then for the 2018 midterms. And he didn't get as granular in the analysis as I was, but he's using the same concept that the vote turnout among Democrats was low despite what Joe Scarborough said, despite what NBC was saying, and that was the biggest indicator. And also, when you look at the last couple of primaries, Biden wasn't winning by big numbers. He won one by 55 to 45, one of the very last ones that were out there against Bernie Sanders. The New York one's going to be interesting. So let's listen to this political scientist in Victory for Trump. He's 91% sure about his prediction.
Now, the same pollsters predicting President Trump's imminent political demise, once again, do they have it wrong? Well, most polls find Trump trailing Biden significantly in head-to-head matchups. So who's the one who's right, who's wrong? Well, a political scientist who called Trump's 2016 White House win 8 months before it happened is forecasting another victory for the president. Helmut Norpoth, political science professor at Stony Brook University, joins me now. Professor, you say Trump's chances are over 90%. Now, what data are you looking at to make that call?
Well, that's right. Okay, the key to the November election is the primaries. And really only the early primaries are already giving us a lot of information. And based on that, Donald Trump won them very easily in his party. Joe Biden, the likely nominee for the Democrats, had a great deal of trouble, pulled it together. But on balance, it's that stronger performance in primaries that gives Donald Trump the edge in November.
Okay, so it's going to give him the edge in November. Now, she's going to ask another important question, and that is, what is COVID-19's impact of this?
But your model certainly doesn't take into account a global pandemic, I would imagine. Although 100 years old, I guess it's been, that must have missed the 1918 pandemic. But does that have any impact in your view?
Well, it could. I mean, I can't rule that out. But what I see at the moment is that where I would expect the pandemic to have an effect would be on the approval rating of the president. And I don't see any dent in Trump's approval rating. In fact, I mean, in the early goings, he got a little uptick. And unless his approval rating collapses, I don't think that this would have much bearing on my forecast.
And Professor, would you think that it would be well worth the president's focus to stay on the liberty, rebirth, revival, recovery, instead of getting off on these tangents about cable hosts or other side squabbles and just focus on the renewal and recovery of the country?
Well, absolutely. I think, I mean, he has some strong points that gave him that that big win in the primaries, and I think he has to take advantage of that, and I think anything that distracts from that would not be good for him.
I think the COVID-19 is going to have an interesting impact on this whole thing, particularly if, you know, we had all these people together, are we going to have a big uptick 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 4 weeks from now? Joey's sharing with me that we have had an uptick in Alabama.
Absolutely.
We're going to get into the Don Williams some comments about that in a little bit. But if it's not, and now Fauci is saying there may not be a second wave like they had talked about before, he's backed off on that. I know.
Well, and there's new guidance that's coming out of the New York Post, New York Toast, as Greg says. The WHO is saying healthy people should only wear masks when working with COVID-19 patients. So it's just the messaging from the so-called experts is all over the map.
It really is. I mean, you know, when you really break it down, the mask thing is supposed to be you're not protecting yourself, you're protecting others by wearing a mask. But you know, I was talking to a teacher last night, and talking about what is school going to look like come August? You know, how are they going to get the kids back in? How do you do social distancing in the room? Do the kids wear a mask?
Right.
And the person that's at risk in the room is the teacher, particularly if you have a teacher that has underlying conditions that are a problem.
Well, and on the rising cases, the number I'm looking at, and it's on the Alabama Public Health Department's dashboard, looks like the percentage of positive tests coming back, and we hit a peak of 12.8% positive tests in April, and it was on a decline for a couple of 3 weeks.
And 10's kind of the magic number.
Yes, and it got to 9% is our low, and then it started to go back up. We're now back at 12.2% of tests are coming back positive, which does show a real uptick. It's not just that we're testing more.
Let's go to Don Williamson now that we're talking about this, and then we'll get back to FISA and that kind of stuff in just a bit. It's on email number one at the top of the page.
Sorry about that. One moment. We've talked to Don before, right?
We've had Don on the show. I tried to get Don back on the show, but he his office didn't respond to me.
Imagine he's busy these days.
You think so?
It's what's happening in our hospitals that may be the best assessment of the outbreak, but different hospitals are having different experiences. I sat down today with State Hospital Association Director Dr. Don Williamson for a frank discussion about why. It's a story you'll see only on 12.
Exclusive.
Some parts of the state, like Huntsville, are seeing fewer coronavirus hospitalizations, but others, like Montgomery, Birmingham, Tuscaloosa, and Auburn, have had different experiences.
Hospitalizations are remaining significantly elevated.
Dr. Don Williamson says in some cities, long-term care facility outbreaks have driven up the numbers, but not always.
But Montgomery's what's really worrying, because there's not a point source that you can point to and say 80% of the cases are caused by this. This seems to be more community transmission.
The apparent increase in community transmission comes amidst the reopening of more businesses in the state, which Williamson says makes the actions of each individual that much more important.
Now that we can go out, we can mingle with people. Now the 6-foot distance in all directions, the hand washing, the mask in public are actually far more important now than they probably were when we were in stay-at-home mode.
As for hospital ICU capacity, again, it depends on the area of the state.
If you look at some of our hotspots right now, if you look at a Montgomery, if you look at a Tuscaloosa, you're going to find that their ICU beds are very, very diminished.
But Williamson is quick to point out that's not necessarily unusual. ICU units do fill up from time to time, even without a pandemic, and hospitals always find a way to accommodate patients in need.
You may have all of your regular ICU beds filled, but hospitals will always have a surge plan. You just implement an alternative strategy.
We also asked Dr. Williamson about the virus's financial toll. He says in March and April, Alabama hospitals lost $734 million, mainly because of canceled elective procedures. They were reimbursed for a little more than half of that through the CARES Act passed by Congress.
That's some big numbers there. So there are going to be a shortfall of about $300 million. But see, here are the difference of Stephen Reed talking about this and Don Williamson talking about it.
Yeah.
He said there was something, but there was an explanation for it. Stephen Reed never gave us an explanation for it. He just said, if you need an ICU bed, you're out of luck.
And by the way, coming up at 3, I believe Stephen Reed, the mayor, is doing a press conference here at 3 p.m. our time.
Is the bet that he's going to tighten?
That there were early media reports, like the Advertiser ran a story that he's looking into asking the governor for a local shelter in place, and possibly they're mulling over a mandatory mask wearing ordinance like we saw out of Birmingham, which Birmingham let theirs expire. I don't know about that. I agree, when you're in a crowded space, it's probably wise to wear a mask, but I don't know how enforceable a mandatory ordinance or order would be. It seems like you're going to create more problems and actually get more pushback if you try to make it mandatory.
You think?
Yeah, just a little bit. Like, I don't know. Maybe I trust people when you tell them, hey, this is serious, you don't sensationalize it, they'll listen, especially those who are vulnerable.
Yeah, again, I want to see the data of who these people are that are getting sick and how at risk are they? Because you can have more cases. And I believe we do have more cases, but what are the odds of the people that are showing up in these new cases of getting sick?
Right.
I mean, real sick versus just having it. Yeah, that was it. Did you hear that conversation I was having with Greg yesterday?
Yes, all over there. Yeah.
That was
fascinating. Yes.
That was interesting. I really do believe, I hope they come up with an effective antibody test to see if people did have it, because I think Greg thinks he had it. I think Greg had it. I think that Dr. Love had it and passed away from it. I think other people have had it. I kind of died, but you were sick during that time, weren't you?
I was. I wasn't bad, but I remember one day at the gym, it was a weird type of tired. It wasn't the usual sort of thing, and so I wasn't hit hard, but I did feel sick. And Jay had it, Rich had it. I mean, it made the rounds. This building up here is a petri dish. I mean,
I was fortunate. I never got sick, so I was blessed. Let me go to a break, right?
Yeah.
We're going to be back right after this.
Or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Presenting 8 great reasons to rely on C-Square Performance Automotive. Reason 1, we do it all. From brakes to motors and transmissions, oil changes and more. Reason 2, C-Square has all brands of tires. Reasons 3 through 6, great people like Chris Bowers, Duke Jones, Heather Walker, and Ricky Adams. Reason 7, free pickup and delivery in the downtown area. And reason 8, trust. You will trust us, and your car will love us. C-Square Performance Automotive, 715 Madison Avenue.
I'm Barry Moore, and I want to represent you in Congress. We shut down the greatest economy the world had ever seen because of this coronavirus. Let's open our businesses back up, our factories, our restaurants, our salons, our movie theaters, most importantly, our places of worship. Just reopening this economy is not enough. We need to bring manufacturing back to America, where it belongs. American manufacturing means American jobs. It's a matter of national security. I'm Barry Moore, Republican for Congress, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Barry Moore for Congress.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
A couple of reminders here. Number one, probably the biggest one, is that we're going to be doing the Squeak Creek Farm Market gift basket drawing in about 40 minutes. But you don't jam me up now. If you want to get in, call me at 272-9228, and we'll get you hooked up, or we'll get your name in the basket. We'll do that drawing. It's going to be a great weekend for Sweet Creek Farm Market. I'll be heading down there Saturday. Going to get corn, probably get peaches. I still have some rib stuff left, so I don't need ribs. But, I'll be getting the peppers for sure, and the corn. Karen said the corn is sweet as candy. Let's see where we're going to go here. Mike Pompeo, the stud, Hong Kong.
Yeah.
Let me tell you, this is, I'm kind of surprised that there's not more news on this. And when I'm looking at what the talk about is going to be on Ameriprise, talking about the market, Hong Kong has been in every subject matter that's there, particularly looking at some of the Asian markets that are there, and some people have foreign stocks in their portfolio, and so you have to give warnings now about that. Let's listen to Mike Pompeo about Hong Kong.
Seemingly overnight, the city of Hong Kong went from being a beacon of liberty to a communist-controlled police state. The Chinese Communist Party is imposing so-called national security laws now on Hong Kong that will effectively end the city's 23 years of self-rule. Now, yesterday, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo released a jaw-dropping statement declaring the United States can no longer recognize Hong Kong as autonomous from China, adding, while the United States once hoped that free and prosperous Hong Kong would provide a model for authoritarian China, it's now clear that China is modeling Hong Kong after itself. Joining us now is Secretary of State Mike Pompeo. Your statement seemed to signal the beginning of a new era in U.S.-China relations. And can you tell us tonight, without getting ahead of the president, that this is a serious turn away from our engagement with China to a much tougher approach to what they've done to Hong Kong?
The statement that I made yesterday was something that the president and I had been working on. The Chinese Communist Party is crushing what was so special about Hong Kong, what made it different from the rest of China, all the financial center that was there. All of those things are now tragically going to be gone. And as a result of that, the president no longer believes that it's justified to treat Hong Kong differently than we treat the rest of what takes place under the tyranny of the Chinese Communist Party. So I think you'll see in the coming days, the president make a series of announcements with respect to this that recognizes the threat to the United States of America, the American people's security, as it emanates from this tyrannical regime inside of China. Make no mistake about it, President Trump is the first president, and this isn't political. President Bush, President Obama, they all refused to recognize the threat that the Chinese Communist Party presented to the United States of America. They were stealing intellectual property from us. They were moving in the South China Sea, all the things that you know. And presidents before just their head. They wouldn't do it.
Let me tell you, he very politely smacked around George W. Bush and Barack Obama. And I agree with him on the George W. Bush thing.
Yeah.
And I think that had a lot to do with the influence of his dad on him. And then Herbert Walker Bush, the fact that he was an ambassador to China at one time, and he had kind of a different feeling about China. Daniel, you're going to need to hang on. I've got to go to the top of our break. I'm coming back to you immediately after this.